President Bush surprised reporters Tuesday night when he announced the name of his Supreme Court nominee. Throughout the day, Edith Brown Clement, a judge on the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans, was mentioned in news reports as the next Supreme Court justice. NPR's David Green takes a look at how Judge Clement became so famous for so short a time.
This is supposed to be the White House where decisions are made and announced and not leaked in advance. But on Monday night and Tuesday morning, news organizations and others in Washington got word from White House aides or others close to the White House that the president was on the verge of announcing he had chosen a woman to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. That was the impression anyone would have taken from tuning into cable news or broadcast shows like ABC's Good Morning America, which that day featured veteran newscaster Barbara Walters and former Clinton aide turned newsman George Stephanopoulos.
You know, last week Laura Bush said in an interview, she said, I hope that it will be a woman. Do you think that she was talking to her husband, or do you think she was talking to us because she kind of knew it was going to be a woman?
She doesn't freelance, and I think there's ever since Justice O'Connor retired, there's been more pressure for the president to replace her with another woman, and there are two women at the top of the list, both named Edith. Edith Jones and Edith Clement, and we've learned that the president met with Edith Clement.
That name became the focus as hours passed. The White House kept fueling rumors that Clement was the choice, but they seemed careful to make sure no news organization reported it as a done deal. How'd they do that? At mid-morning, reporters for several news organizations, including NPR, learned from the White House that they should expect an announcement that afternoon featuring the president and Clement. But when another NPR reporter tried to confirm that, a White House official said to be very careful about using that information on the air. The result was a giant guessing game, but one that made it seem to Americans that the president had at least nearly decided on a woman. At midday, the president was asked specifically about Clement at a news conference, and he did nothing to knock down the rumors.
What do you think of Edith Clement?
Pardon me?
What do you think of Edith Clement for the court?
Oh, well, I think it's important. Let me refer you back to the first question.
Despite Mr. Bush's public admonishments about leakers, his White House, like every other modern White House, has parceled out information to reporters in an effort to manage its timing and impact. Did it work this time? The morning after the Roberts nomination, White House officials were stressing that the president had carefully considered several women, and only after doing that settled on Roberts. But Sandra Day O'Connor herself said she was disappointed Mr. Bush didn't choose a woman as her replacement. And that put White House spokesman Scott McClellan back on the defensive in his briefing yesterday.
Another question. Justice O'Connor is quoted as saying that Roberts is, quote, good in every way except he's not a woman. What's the president's reaction to that comment?
Who said that?
Justice Sandra Day O'Connor.
Yeah. Well, Justice O'Connor is someone that the president has the highest regard for. He has great respect for Justice O'Connor, and she has served with great distinction. We appreciate the job that she has done. The president has a long record of nominating people to the bench and to other positions within government from all walks of life, and the president considered a diverse group of individuals for the court.
Of course, any discussion of leaks at the White House these days is sensitive because a grand jury is investigating whether senior Bush advisor Karl Rove disclosed the identity of CIA operative Valerie Plame to reporters. That was a story the Supreme Court nomination seemed sure to knock off page one. But yesterday, it was back at McClellan's briefing.
Go ahead.
Is it true Karl Rove was the first person to leak John Roberts' name to the media last night?
Next question.
David Green, NPR News, the White House.
Reaction to Judge Roberts' nomination to the Supreme Court can be found at npr.org.